On the line, we have Claudia Mabuza, a full stack developer and creator of Sisa, an app to increase mental health literacy in any language while offering support options for all and to all. The app was developed during a 72-hour hackathon in August and is now announced as the winner of the Best Hackathon Solution and the annual MTN Business App of the Year Awards 2021. The category sponsor for the Best Hack Solution Year was Fourth Industrial Revolution Incubator, a leading incubation ecosystem that develops and empowers SMEs to tackle an ever-disruptive future. Claudia will be talking today about this app and what it is all about. Welcome to the show, Claudia. How are you today?
Hi, I am well. Thank you for having me on the show.
Can you please tell us more about yourself and what a full stack developer is?
Sure thing. So my name is Claudia, and fun fact, I didn't think that someone like me could learn to code. I thought it was difficult and you had to know maths and that you had to go to university, but none of those things are true. As long as you're curious about something, you should take the time to really learn what it is and how far you can take it. So, what is full stack development? A developer is a coder, and a full stack developer is a little bit more complicated. So, let me explain the two bits that make up a full stack developer. A de full stack developer can do front end development, which is the stuff that you normally interact with when you're on a website or if you're in an app. That's the front end development. Then there is back end development, which is the stuff you don't normally see on a website or through an app. It's the stuff that holds the information or the server. Things like that. So that's what backend development is. And full stack development is putting those two things together and being able to produce a website or produce an app by knowing all the different things that go into it, like languages and frameworks and how things kind of work in general. So that's full stack development.
What is a hackathon and what was the experience like?
Hackathon is like a marathon and a hacking festival put together. So we are a bunch of coders or people interested in technology, and we have a limited amount of time to turn our idea into a app or a website, and that's what we did. The experience, it's always super exciting to be part of a hackathon. And you're obviously a little bit nervous because you don't have that much time. But if you have a good team or if you really know what you're doing, you can manage your time really well and end up with your idea not only just in your head, but in real life for other people to see.
Can you tell us more about your team members for the hackathon?
My team for the hackathon were quite diverse. We had to think about coding and building a business around it and how we were going to market it. So those are essentially the three divisions we had in our five-man team. It was myself, I did some graphic design, some front-end development, and a little bit of back-end development. And Frank, who was our main developer, he did a lot of the back-end stuff and front-end stuff and made sure we were on target. And Hussein, who helped fill in the gaps wherever we needed, he was really helpful and he was an awesome coder. We had Linda Gutle, who was our business guy, who understood the vision and tried to translate our idea into a business plan. And we had Lasli Mfundo, who was our marketing guy, and he had to think about the best marketing strategies for what we were trying to accomplish.
Can you please tell us more about the app Sisa and how it works?
One of the main issues we run into trying to encourage people to talk about their mental health struggles or mental health in general is that people don't really know that much about it. And that's why Sisa exists. Sisa is an app that you can learn mental health strategies on coping. You can learn about mental health in general to help you understand yourself and to help you understand other people. And that, I think, is a very important skill. So you'll be able to learn about mental health in your home language, be it Zulu or Afrikaans or Xhosa. And yeah, that's the main objective for CISA. How we do this is by having a curriculum that anyone can understand in their home language, as well as the ability to talk to somebody about how you're feeling or what you're dealing with, as well as to book a therapist on the app and chat with them on the app, and anonymously chat with other South Africans who are experiencing struggles, to offer your encouragement and a safe space to discuss these things. And in a nutshell, that's what CISA is and what we're trying to do.
Why did you decide to develop an app that focuses on mental health?
Why develop a mental health app? I think it's important for South Africans to understand themselves and South African problems. And when it comes to mental health, it is the education around it and the fact that it's only available in certain languages, or that you can only find people to talk to who speak certain languages. So it gives you the opportunity to find someone to talk to in your own language and to learn about mental health in your own language. And what that helps you do is to understand yourself, and that is a really important skill. And to be able to understand other people and to be able to navigate difficult situations that you may come across in life. And so that's what I wanted for all kids, all South Africans, because growing up, I had people around me who understood mental health and could explain it to me in a way that I'd understand. And not everyone has that privilege. And that's why CISA exists.
Where can people find the app?
The app is not available to the public just yet. There's a lot of research to be done still. And as soon as it's available, I will definitely let you guys know.
For children who are interested in technology and want to become developers, like me, who wants to also pursue a career in technology, what advice do you have for them?
So I have a few pieces of advice. I think number one is don't wait. Don't wait till you think you know enough about maths, or don't wait till you're in high school. I would say if you want to know what coding is about, start now, start looking into it. Number two is you've got to understand that anything worth doing is not going to be super easy. So just because you have difficulty understanding something doesn't mean that you'll never understand something. That's one thing you have to keep in mind all the time. You can be a developer for many years and have very frustrating times where you feel like you can't understand what's going on. And then things work out. Things work. The thing you're stuck on, you eventually understand. You just need to keep trying to explain it to yourself, and get yourself to understand it. Hear as many explanations as you need to in order to understand a certain topic. The other thing is that you should make Google and YouTube your friend. Watch explanations for your age range, or watch videos about what people have done with code, how they did it. And I think the last piece of advice I have is to actually get coding. There are so many things you can build that are really impressive and really fun, but don't take that many lines of code. There are lots of different languages. Some are actually like English almost. Some are very much not like English. But I think that if you just get a start, play some coding games online, build simple things, and that'll lead you into being more curious and carrying on with the cycle of learning and doing.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I think in closing, there are two things I'd like to say. Number one is the most valuable thing you could probably learn is about yourself. And that is testing yourself in different ways, learning new skills, pushing through when you think things are difficult. And number two, I would say, is to be your own biggest cheerleader. You need to support yourself like no one else in the world can. When you're feeling down, you need to be able to tell yourself that you're worth the effort, that you can do it. And when you feel like you are struggling, don't be afraid to tell someone else. Be kind to yourself as well. And yeah, that's all I'd like to say. Thank you for having me on the show. And yeah, here's to CISA.
Thank you, Mrs. Mabuza. Hope you have a wonderful, fantastic day.
You are listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.